And welcome to Your Time on the Survival Radio Network. I'm Bruce Allen, and missing my partner this week, Paula G., who's off gallivanting and having fun or somewhere across the pond. So hopefully she's listening in. And sitting in tonight, I've got a friend of mine, Dr. Linda Pates, joining us. Dr. Pates, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you can ride a long shotgun here and keep me out of trouble.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you're quite welcome. And Dr. Pates is a friend of mine. She works for Hines Community College in Jackson, Mississippi. And she's also the president of the Southern Region National Church Ushers Association. Did I get that right?
Southern Region Church Ushers Association.
That was close.
And the fourth vice president for the National United Church Ushers Association for America.
Well, good. Thank you for joining me tonight. Certainly appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Excellent. And I understand we've got Paula on the line. Looks like, Paula, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm well. How are you this evening? Or I should say morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Paula. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I just want to say I listen to the show every week since the beginning. I have really enjoyed the show and the guests. It's really good. Thank you all so much. I have learned a lot.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We truly appreciate that. And thank you for joining Bruce this evening, keeping him company in my absence.
Are you having fun?
I am. I'm enjoying my grandbabies. Yes, I am.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. They're sleeping right now. We want to keep it that way.
I know.
You should be sleeping. Okay. Can we tell people where you are, Paula, or we just like say you're not in our country right now?
There you go.
Okay.
We won't say where. We just say not in our country.
There you go.
Absolutely. But I hope you're having a good time. And I saw your pictures today with the fabulous SRN T-shirt on today. That was pretty cool.
Well, you know. we got to spread the love around the world.
Absolutely.
Spread it around the world. You know, we can't live without it, so we got to take it everywhere we go.
This is true. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But this week, we've got a rising track star, high school track star. Her name is Chelsea Jones, and she's quite amazing. She recently broke a state record in Louisiana, and she's totally on the rise. She's a future Olympian. We're keeping our fingers crossed. A very talented young lady, and we're going to have her on and just kind of discuss. You know, we always talk about what motivates people and how they follow their passions. And we always say that there's never an age for that. And at 16, I mean, she's pretty much known for a while. This is what she wanted to do, so she's really great at it and gets better and better. So she's very passionate about that. And she's going to come on and talk to us about the highs and lows and of you know, competitive racing and just some of the things that she goes through as a teenager to, you know, to get up every day to go to school and do the daily things and, you know, and be at a high level of competition. So I'm looking forward to talking to her tonight.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. And I've got Dr. Pates on also. Wanted to talk to her for a few minutes. She's journey, I guess, over the last few years, health-wise. She's lost, like, a ton of weight, gets all kinds of compliments and stuff like that, and become very passionate about working out and exercise and eating right. So I kind of wanted to bring her on. You know, we want to, as I was mentioning earlier, it's never too early or too late to start and follow your passion. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that. And, Paul, are you going to hang around? Or
I'm going to hang around for a bit. I'm going to try to hang around for a bit.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Excellent. So, Dr. Pates.
Yes, sir.
You have lost how much weight?
Oh, about 52 pounds in 4 years.
52 pounds in 4 years now. To some, that may sound like a lot, and in some, it may not sound like a lot. So what prompted you to, you know, to lose that weight? And can you kind of get from?
Well, I am a diabetic, and I just, you know, and I kept going to the doctor, and they always say, you know, the doctor say weight loss is the answer, is the key. And I was just thinking about that, and he always say, you haven't lost any weight, you lost some pounds. So I just made my mind up. One day I came back home, and I said, you know what, he is right. This is my body. This is my health. These are my organs. And when they're gone, there are no other organs that you can get. So I just started exercising little by little. At first I started with a 21-day challenge. I said to myself, if I had read somewhere, anywhere you can do anything for 21 days, you're hooked. It's a habit. So I started out small. I was doing like 30 minutes in a day, and then I started eating healthy. And then the weight started gradually coming off. Then I just started to increase over the year. And, I believe in just starting small and going slowly, because I don't believe in those quick fad diets, because if you do that, then the weight will stick around a lot. So anyway, just sticking in the wrong places. You know, women know about the stomach area. But anyway, I just started small, and I started eating right. Then I, first of all, back in 2002, I had been on like a crash diet. Then I noticed a difference in my body. I noticed a rash on my legs. And God revealed to me that it was a vitamin deficiency. I knew then what it was. And I said, oh, my gosh. And I said, I need to start back eating. So I just started back eating, and I gained more weight. So actually in 2010 for New Year, that was my beginning, January the 1st. In January, I started gradually. So when I got to the doctor, I went to the doctor yesterday, and I have lost all the time up here 52 pounds. And I was so ecstatic with that, but it's off, and I see the difference. I have given away clothing that's too big, and the clothing I have now is really kind of a little large for me anyway. But I have gotten compliments, and one of the greatest compliments that I had gotten, I was at a bank last Friday, and I saw a young lady, and I teach school at Hines Community College, and she said, hey, do I know you? And I said, do you work for such? She said, no. She said, you taught a class. I said, I'm still teaching the class. And she said, oh, you Dr. Pace. I said, yes. She said, oh, my gosh, have you lost 100 pounds? And that made me feel really, really good. You know, because if people haven't seen you in a long time, that makes you know that you are doing well. And she asked me what I was doing, and I told her that I had been doing it for 4 years, and eating slow, eating right, and I just started eating healthy. I did away with all desserts at the beginning, but now I just eat maybe once a week, but I just basically do vegetables. I can't do fruit because of the diabetes, because that's a no-no. Certain fruits, berries are the one that you can eat when you're diabetic. But other than that, I do vegetables. This morning I had wilted spinach and sausage on the George Foreman grill, and that's what I do. I do everything, baked chicken, baked fish, all that, and that's what I do. I just changed my habits of eating, and then I just kept moving because they say it doesn't matter. You don't have to walk fast as long as you're moving. But now I get to the point I maybe do an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening. But I'm not saying start off doing that. Start slowly, and as you go, the key is moving. So that's the main thing about that.
Gotcha. Now, you started this journey on January 1st. We know how New Year's resolutions go. It's kind of hard maybe to keep those going on, but what made you stick to it? What was the result?
Well, like I said, I did the 21-day challenge, and I started doing the 21 days, and then I said, okay, I got it, and I got it going. But then I would slip off somewhere, but then I would feel like, okay, I feel guilty. I said, I need to get up and exercise, and I maybe do 30 minutes. And then I'm not saying I just actually stuck to it. I did wrong somewhere down the way, but then when I catch myself, then I come back, then I started exercise. Exercise is the key. I get up in the morning, I do 30 minutes before I eat anything. And then I come eat breakfast. If I can, I fit it in the evening time, if I can do 30 minutes in the evening time. But like I say, it was hard now. I'm not saying I do all the way right all the time, but it was a slow process. But I believe the exercise, I know the exercise and the changing of eating habits was what caused me to lose the weight over the period of time.
That's excellent. And so that 21-day habit thing really works. Is that?
Yeah, and it works for shopping too. You know, it's anything that you want to try to get away from spending. You know, buying, shopping, and whatever. Just do it for stay away from it for 21 days, and it becomes a habit. And I know the exercise does, the 21-day walking and then lifting weight. I gradually put the weights into it. Like I say, you need to start moving first and start going slowly. Anything I learned, anything worth having is hard work. You have to put your time in it. You have to put your mind to that you're going to do it. You have to make your mind up that you want to do it. You know, you have people that will start with you and stop, but you have to continue and say, I am going to do this. I'm going to have to do this. This is for me. And I did it for me. So that's what I did it for my health. So, and I'm much healthier. I feel better. I have more energy. I just couldn't, I'm going to be honest, I could drop my keys at work and could not pick them up. I had to have them. So I just have to have my daughters pick up my keys. Or what if I drop something? I have to get something to help pick it up. But now I can bend. I can tie my shoes and all that now. I couldn't do that at first. And when I started exercising, it was hard. At first, but I kept at it and kept at it. I went to aerobic class. Then I would go to the gym and I would just do the elliptical, or maybe 30 minutes. I just started lifting the weight. So, and that's how I got to where I am.
Okay, so has your weight loss, I mean, you've seen a dramatic change in your life?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have. Yeah, I see it in my face. I see it. Yeah, I see it. But when people see me and they look at you and say, oh, you have lost so much weight. And I was in a store at Sam's Club and I had my card. I keep on my old card. And she said, oh, my gosh. She said, you need to keep this and you need to keep looking at this because you have made a big transformation. She said, because I'm telling you, you look totally different. You can tell this you, but your face, you know, my face is smaller now.
Well, that's good to hear, and it has to make you feel great when you hear things like that.
Oh, yes, it does. It really does.
Now, do you do things to motivate other people? Because sometimes all we need is just a little motivation to get us going.
I talk about, you know, eating right, and it's a group of us do walk. We walk in the evening time, and I know I walk a lot, but then we all walk at a pace. I just believe in moving. You know, I said, you walk at your pace, I walk at my, as long as you're moving, and I try to encourage them to eat right. I'm not saying just, you know, you eat in moderation. Let me say that. You eat in moderation. There's nothing wrong with eating a cup of ice cream or eating a piece of cake at a picnic or whatever. It's moderation. That's what
it's great
is.
To have
and What you say, Nam? What's the rule?
It's great to have a cheat day if you want to every now and then.
Yeah, you have a cheat day. You know, you exercise for 5 or 6 days, then you have a cheat day on the 7th day, and you can eat. But then when you go back the next day and start exercise, it's when you just let go and you not go back to the exercise.
So what I'm getting from is the fact that you took the time to, you know, take some time for yourself. You take time out of your day to make sure that you work out, that you eat properly. And that's part of being successful and, you know, pursuing your passion. A lot of people don't realize that they put other people and other things first. So you need to dedicate a certain amount of time to yourself and to your well-being and what you're trying to do and stay on track for that in order
that's
to
correct.
Be successful and follow your passion.
It's a passion for me now. It's a passion for me because I know I want to look good, look great. And it feels so good to get something and buy something, and it's not like it was, you know, before, you know, wearing those. And now it fits so good. You know, you can see the difference, and that feels so good. You know, you go in the store. Like, we had an event at work yesterday, and they said, what size T-shirt? I just have to get like a 2X. I said, I need an extra large. And it fits so good, you know. And it feels so good, you know. It really good. And the compliments that you get, you know. And I know I did it for me. And I had encouragement from my family and my friends, you know, keep going. And then it's just like I say, to start with the health issues. And I just realized that I want to be here to see my grandson finish high school and possibly college, you know. And that's I kept doing it for me.
Well, that's great. And,
you made up your mind to do so. I think that's something that's really important that you made.
And that's the main thing. You have to make your mind up. Regardless, what, you know, I can be around my friends or family, and they can eat and they can do whatever. I eat small portions. And then after that, I don't want any more. If I eat it, I don't want any more. I say, I don't want any more. And maybe I put it back, and then maybe at the end of the week, I may get some more. If I don't want any more, I just throw it out. And I don't mind throwing it. We were raised not to waste food. But now, you know, to the point, I throw it out. I say, I don't want this. I'm not going to eat this. I'll have cake. I'm not going to eat this. I got cake I had from the weekend from a gathering. I still have that cake. I remember a time we eat all that cake. But now I made my mind up. I'm going to be much more healthy, and mentally and physically. And so that's what I do. It's a
that's great. Now, was it hard to overcome that training? Because you mentioned you were trained to eat, you know, not waste anything when you're growing up. Was it really hard for you to overcome that?
Oh, yes, it was. It's really hard. You know, it's hard kind of, it's really hard. You know, you tell your children that, and then I don't, you know, it's hard. It's really, really hard because you're thinking of people in the world that's hungry, and you keep saying, oh, people are hungry. And then I just started thinking about, yeah, but you fat. I'm just going to say it because I'm talking about me. You fat, so you need to just throw this out. So I just stopped. And say, throw it out. Just eat a portion of it, moderate. If I eat one day of it, I'm fine. I don't have to eat it anymore, maybe till the next week or next 2 months or whatever. And that's where I am. I stopped eating honey buns because back here in April at work, I was getting honey buns, and I realized with coffee, my coffee club, I realized I had gained like 5 pounds. Like, oh, no, I said, let me stop. I threw out the honey bun, then the weight started really coming out. When I went to the doctor in May, they asked me, how did you lose so much weight between April and May? I said, I got rid of the honey bun, and it made the difference. I went back to yesterday, and it has made the difference. And they see the weight loss. And then we do the test, which is the A1C test for your glucose level. Those that are listening know what that is. To see how much sugar is in your blood, it was down. They were so excited. It was lower than it had been in a long time.
Well, great. We wish you continued success on that. Chelsea Jones is ready to join us. So we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking with high school track phenom Chelsea Jones from Mandeville High School in Mandeville, Louisiana. Mm. Right. You're listening to Your Time on the Survival Radio Network. And if you'd like to give us a call and chat with our guest or with our host, you can reach us at 917-932-1078. 917-932-1078 and press prompt 1. You're listening to Your Time on the Survival Radio Network.
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can, a message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We welcome you back. We are listening to Your Time on Survival Radio Network. And we're so glad that you joined us this evening. And I'm joining you all remotely this evening. And Bruce is in the studio with guest host. Bruce, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I had a little mic trouble there, so I was yapping away and didn't.
I was wondering how, like, did I lose him?
I guess you both say he was quiet for a change.
You said it, I did that.
You know.
But, thanks for jumping in there, Paula. I appreciate it.
We won't go there this evening.
Okay, I know how you are, can be. You know, I listen every week, okay?
You know.
Yeah, I know.
You see what I deal with.
Right. Well, I was saying I wanted to thank both of you for, you know, taking the time to join in tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest in because she's been waiting on the line, and I don't want to keep waiting. So I wanted to give a warm welcome to Chelsea Jones, Miss Chelsea Jones. Chelsea, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How are you doing tonight? So polite.
I'm good.
That's great.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now, Chelsea, rule number one. I know you're being respectful, but you don't have to say yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, after every question, okay?
Okay.
We're going to charge you. I mean, I appreciate you doing that because that's a sign of good upbringing. That's awesome.
That might go against the grain of what she's been so used to, right?
Probably will. But see, I had a pre-interview with her, and she probably said it like 20, 30 times in 5 minutes.
Right.
Which is not a bad thing.
That's good, though.
Absolutely.
That's right.
But, Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And I guess my first question, you're 16 now. What age did you start running track or become interested in track?
When I was 9, my parents put me and my brother and my sister in summer track, and like on the very first day we had practice, I had these pains in my stomach. I didn't really like running because of the pain, and then It turned out that I had to throw up because I was working so hard. And then my dad told me to just keep running, you know. And then after I threw up, I kept running, and then I didn't want to run after that. I never told them, but I didn't want to run after that. And then, like, I kept going to practice, and then I started liking it because I started getting better at it, and then I just kept at it, and then I really liked it. But 9 was when I first started.
Okay, so how long was it before you realized that you were kind of good at this? Around 10, 11?
I think, yes, sir.
That's great.
That's all right, Tim. So you can say yes, sir.
Well, that's awesome. Now, what you didn't tell people, I mean, you know, you're one of the stars on the Mandeville. It's skippers. Are you guys the lady skippers? Is that what the female team would be called, or is it just skippers?
It's the lady skippers.
Okay, so the lady skippers in Mandeville, Louisiana. And I saw something earlier. You guys are ranked number one.
Yes, sir, yes. I just found that out today, actually.
That's pretty awesome, huh? Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Congratulations.
So that's going to be good. Yeah, absolutely. And also something else, you know, you said your dad told you to keep running. Give us a little bit of background on him.
He has multiple records at my high school, and so does my mom. Uh-huh. But he is... Well, he was state champion, and he has state championships in the mile and cross country also, and the 2 mile, and yeah, he was really good.
Now, did he break?
Oh, can you repeat that, please?
I said so running track is in your genes, huh?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Now, do you think he was extra hard on you because he was so successful in his track efforts, or did you feel like, you know, an added pressure from him because of that and your mom? And we'll get to her later. We'll get to mom later.
Okay, well, sometimes I think Well, no, he was pretty good. Like, sometimes when I needed to be pushed, he was there, you know. But, like, he did good most of the time. I never felt like he pressured me too much.
Okay, that's great. Now, what do you like to do to entertain yourself when you're not running track or at school? What's a typical day for you in the summertime? Because I assume you've probably taken it off because you had a pretty successful season. You're ranked number one for next year and going into your year.
I'm doing summer cross country practice for this upcoming cross country season, and I train at Athletic Republic with my trainer Drew on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays with a few of my teammates, and then we also have cross-country practice in the afternoon three times a week.
So
and
you're a total...
when I'm off... Oh.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, when I'm off, sometimes I just go to the movies or just go by a friend's house or they come over to my house and we hang out.
That's great. And do you have a favorite movie this summer that you've seen?
Well, X-Men was pretty good. It was really good.
Okay, that's great. Did you see the... one prior to that?
Yes, but I don't remember it really.
Ah, gotcha.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I just want to know what goes through your mind. You know, typical teenager stuff, but you run things, so you can tell you're totally passionate about the running because you're training, you know, in the summer season for that. So, you know, we wish you best of luck next year because I know you guys are going to do well. And Paula, did you have anything?
I just had a question for you, Chelsea, and again, thank you so much for joining us this evening. You are a rising junior, did I hear that correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So can you share with our listeners what is your average school day like? Because, you know, you've got school all day, practice in the afternoon. Can you kind of give us an average, what your average day is like? Because in running track and your studies, there's got to be some major time management going on. So can you share that with us?
Okay. In the morning, sometimes my dad and I, we wake up before school. I have to get ready, and we'll do some abs. And then I get ready for school, and we eat breakfast. And then my mom brings me to school. And then I go to school for the whole 7 hours. And then I have practice after that till like 4:30. And then... sometimes I go, like, three times a week, I go to Athletic Republic, and then once I get home from there, I do my studying, and then I go sleep.
Wow. So what keeps you going on those nights when you get home and you're so exhausted and you have to study and you don't feel like it, but you know you have to? What keeps you up? What keeps you going?
My mom. she makes sure that I do my work and I study, and she brings me to and from practice sometimes while my dad's at work. So I just want to do good for them and make them proud. So that also keeps me going too.
That's great. That's great.
That is awesome. And Chelsea, you gave your mom a wonderful Mother's Day present. I mean, it's something that's kind of unusual that not many people get a chance to give to their parents. Or to the mother.
Right. Yes.
You want to share with everybody what that gift was?
A state championship with a composite breaking record.
Oh, that's a great Mother's Day present.
It sure
it's
is.
It's not like, yeah.
I know she's so not proud. I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you.
Not an insignificant gift at all. Very good for Mother's Day. But congratulations on that. Now, how was the competition? Was it really stiff or was it really tough competition?
Like, the first lap, they stayed with me a little bit. And then after the first 400, I kind of took off and, like, because you had to, I run the third 200 really hard. So I ran the third 200 really hard, and I kind of left them. And then I just ran the last 200 as hard as I could. And then they were a couple seconds behind. Like, they're like four, I think. 4 seconds behind.
Wow.
The second
That's place. Totally life in the fast lane. I mean, 4 seconds. I mean, it doesn't seem like much, but in a race like that, it's pretty substantial. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Now, you're welcome. How did you prepare for the state competition? Was there any extra?
I do the training during school too with Coach Drew at Athletic Republic, and we do workouts after school. And then, like, you want me to tell you how I prepare before my race, like right before?
Sure. Yeah, we'd like to. And I guess first of all, you won the A. You just maybe share with our listeners exactly what that is, because you know, everyone's not track savvy, so just kind of tell them what that involves. Sure.
The 800 is two laps,
mm-hmm.
and before my race, I like to kind of stay by myself so I can focus on it, and then when it's time for me to warm up, I run a couple laps, and then I stretch, and I do drills, and then I have to do some hip exercises because I had hip problems, like, a couple years before. And then after I do my hip exercises, I pray, and then I go check in for my race.
That's great. Now, do you listen to music during that time or just in your own thoughts?
Sometimes when I run my laps, I do listen to music.
Now, and the 800 is two laps around, you said? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes, two laps.
Right. Okay. All right, great. And Dr. Pace, you had a question for Chelsea?
Oh, yeah. Well, Chelsea, we want to welcome you to the show, and I am just excited, and you sound like you're so passionate about it. I'm just really excited for you, too. I'm over here in Mississippi, and I'm in Mississippi. I live in Mississippi, and you're right next to me. I'm just so excited. I'm feeling like driving down there to Mandeville when you have a
so
track
true.
Meet. So anyway, I have a question for you. Who are your favorite Olympians and why? Who are they and why?
I have one favorite, and her name is Sonia Richards-Ross, and she runs the 400, which is, I also run the 400 too, and she works really hard, and she got injuries just like I have, and she went to the Olympics, but she went to win the 400, but she didn't medal or anything, and then the next 4 years, she worked really hard, and she was really self-determined, and then she went to the Olympics, and she actually won. And she did exactly what she always wanted to do. And I think that she's a good role model, and that's exactly what I want to do, is go to the Olympics and win.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's a good goal. That's a great goal to have, to go to the Olympics.
Thank you.
And Chelsea, I have a surprise for you. We've got someone on the line that wants to talk to you. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And I'm sorry, caller, I didn't get your name.
My name is Donda Jones. I'm Chelsea's mother.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Donda.
Wow.
Thank you for calling, Donda. We appreciate that. So
how
was that? Good. How are you tonight?
I'm great.
Good. How was that Mother's Day gift?
That's one of the reasons I called, is because first of all, I'm very proud of Chelsea. I'm very proud of all of my children. They all work
mm-hmm.
hard and have that self-motivation and determination to just be successful in life. And Chelsea being coming off of injury, and she, in the middle of her cross-country season, she got a stress fracture and it was close to the state meet. So she missed out on the metro and regionals and the state meet, but she continued to go through every single meet and cheer on her team in the boot that she had to wear. And
wow.
It was like she was their number one fan. And for that, I'm very proud of her. And so coming off of injury, she worked hard, training, exercising, making sure that she does everything possible to reach her goal, which was to be the state champion and break the state record in the spring. And it
mm-hmm.
just so happened to be Mother's Day weekend. I mean, really? Come on.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't get any better than that, right?
That's a great Mother's Day
awesome.
Present.
Awesome. Oh, it was
that
the best
great.
Mother's Day present ever. Yes.
I know
yeah.
you
and
just
so,
it.
Yeah,
that's
I just wanted to call in and tell Chelsea that I'm very proud of her and to continue to trust in the Lord and have that self-motivation and determination. And whatever you want to do in life, reach for the stars. And if you don't get to the stars, you'll get to the moon.
Excellent. That's great mom's great. Advice. You think you may want to take that Mother's Day gift back and exchange it for something else?
I'll leave it. I'll take it.
Give it back.
I'll take that.
No way, right?
And if you do it again, if she decides to do it again next year, you know, I'll take that too.
Excellent.
That's right.
That's
right. That's correct.
Well, Zandra, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
All right, you too. Thanks. If you'd like to talk to our guests or have a comment or talk to us, you can reach us at 917-932-1078 and press prompt 1. Or you can reach us at YourTimeRadio8 on Twitter. And we're going to go pay a few bills here. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk to Chelsea a little bit more about what's going on with it. But Your Time on the Survival Radio Network. You can't live without it. Stick around.
Cafe Atlanta, where desserts are created and you taste love. Looking to fill your sweet tooth? Do you have a special event or occasion you're planning? Give Cake Cafe Atlanta a call. Located at 368 Candler Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30317. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 7 p.m. You can get the best in pies, cakes, cobblers, coffee, brownies, specialty popcorn, and more. Visit their website at www.cakecafeatlanta.com or give them a call at 404-284-0106. That's 404-284-0106. Call Cake Cafe Atlanta today.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions. Let us create your future.
Are you looking for a reputable company that offers human resource consulting services, workshops, and speakers for individuals and organizations? Give Miss PDW Enterprises a try. PDW topics cover building your personal brand, job seeker preparation, and business planning workshops. Visit their website at www.misspdwenterprises.com or give them a call at 678-360-4112. Miss PDW Enterprises, LLC, where engagement is key. Be sure to let them know SRN sent you.
College is important, but it can also be expensive. College Planning Services is a group of educators, administrators, counselors, and other licensed professionals that work together to provide the necessary services, networks, and information to reach students that are serious about getting a college education. College Planning Services partners with financial institutions, corporate sponsors, and other major players in the global market to strategize in building a pool of information regarding financial aid, scholarships, and funding information to assist students in preparing to access the essential resources to build upon their path to an educational future. Learn more at collegeplanningtoday.com and let us help you start your college career.
And welcome back to Your Time. We're having a great chat tonight with Ms. Chelsea Jones from Mandeville, Louisiana. One of the stars, but she's our star. She's star of the Mandeville Lady Skippers track team, who are ranked number one for the upcoming season. And joining me, my guest co-host, Dr. Linda Pates, and, of course, Ride Shotgun, my regular host, co-host, rather, Paula G. Is everybody with me?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
It's been quite a ride. Chelsea, thank you for joining us again so much. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Good. And I wanted to kind of go back to what your mom was talking about, your injuries. You know, on this show we like to talk about what your passion is and overcoming any obstacles to get to your passion. So what was it like for you being injured? I know it was hard for you to, I'm sure, to watch everyone else competing, and your mom said you were cheering for people. Did you ever, like, have moments where you said, I can't do this and don't want to come back? And, you know, how did you overcome that, if you did?
I did have those moments. I think after every meet that I went to watch, when I got mm-hmm. home, I cried because I wanted to run so bad. But I just really wanted to run because I've been running my whole life, and, like, I worked hard for it. But because I got hurt, I couldn't run. But I wanted to prove to myself that I could run and run as fast as I can, because I always wanted to be state champion in the 800. So uh-huh. that's just what I really wanted to do, and I just kept thinking about that while I was hurt.
That is awesome. Now, you've reached that goal of being state champion in the 800, so what's next?
To break what my record again.
To break your record again and keep breaking it. Now, see, mm-hmm. that's passion, ladies and gentlemen. That is passion. We talk about passion on this show. You know, she's already attained the height, and she wants to do it even better next time. So you can't argue with that. That is pretty amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Dr. Pate, you had another question that you wanted to?
Yes, I do. Chelsea, do you have any colleges in mind?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a top three. And my top three is Oregon, and then it's Texas A&M, and last it's Florida Gators.
Are you talking about Oregon Ducks, please? Which one are you talking about?
Yes, Oregon Ducks. Oregon Ducks.
Okay.
Well, wait, don't you mean – you forgot LSU.
I don't think so.
I didn't forget them.
You didn't forget them.
She didn't forget.
Yeah.
She didn't forget.
You meant to say LSU instead of Florida, is that right?
No, sir.
No. Just kidding. I'm an LSU alum, so I would like for you to go there, but hey, that's great. So you look.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. You take the good with the bad. They'll just have
to. That was clear. That was clear. No, sir.
That's one of the times I don't want her to say no, sir.
I have a question I want to ask Chelsea.
Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay,
yes.
Chelsea. You know, I know I see it on TV. You know, then Sunday I was watching a track meet, and so I know you was going to be on this call, and they be running. What goes through your mind when you're going around and doing the best? What goes through your mind? You know, the wind is on you, and you're running, and you just – what are you thinking about at that time?
I don't really – think about anything. I just kind of zone out while I'm running, except for when I at the 200, the 400, and the 600, I think about my splits, and I listen for either my coach or my dad to tell me my split, and if I'm on the right split, then I'm okay, but if I'm slower, then I just need to speed up. Other than that, I don't really think about much.
Okay. Just
so, all the noises from the crowd or whatever, so you can just totally shut that out. Is that?
Yes, sir. But I can hear my mom and my dad. Like, I just hear them all the time.
You know they're bosses.
Yes.
Well, I know why you can hear your mom, because she's like,
wow. Just
kidding. Okay. Mom, we're sorry, but we're telling the truth there.
Okay. I have another question, Chelsea. What would you tell the cheering community who want to start running track but maybe sort of shy, hesitant to go in and try out?
I would tell them that whatever they want to do in life, it'll take hard work and sacrifice, but in the end, it's all worth it, and that they should just try and keep doing what they want to do.
That's great. Chelsea, what keeps you motivated to keep going as far as, you know, to break your records, set records, break them? What motivates you? What's your motivation?
What motivates me is if I keep running at the speed I am or faster, then that will help me get a scholarship, which will let me go to college and I can get a good education.
To Oregon or Florida, right? Yeah, okay. And not LSU, right?
Keep your focus. Keep your focus.
Okay. And it would make me really proud.
Well, that's the key thing. I'll forgive you if you're going to make your, if you want to make your family proud.
Yes, sir.
Now, do you have aspirations to be an Olympian one day?
Yes, I do. That is one of my biggest, that is my dream. That is my dream. I really want to go to the Olympics. I've always dreamed about that.
That's great. Now, what events would you take part, do you want to take part in if you make it to the Olympics?
The 800, maybe the 400, and I would like to go for the 4x4.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And you mentioned Sonya Richards-Ross. Have you met her in person or?
No, sir. I never met her. I always wanted to, though.
I'm sure you will. Your paths eventually will cross. Have you met any Olympians or?
I have. One came and spoke at our banquet, our track banquet this past year. But I don't remember his name.
Okay. So any other Olympians that you're a fan of that you kind of model your dream? Ah, there's a name that everybody's seen.
Yes.
Maybe you can beat her, actually. Everyone else does. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's great. And so you've never met her either, right?
No, I haven't. But my mom just reminded me that I met another Olympian at a track meet, and her name was Gail Devers.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
There's a name that a lot of listeners probably remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, very much so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to also ask you, Chelsea, what, you know, you're the state champion for Louisiana. How does it feel? I mean, compared to, you know, when you weren't state champion, is it, I get the impression from you that you're not overly arrogant or this, you know, you want to beat your record that you just beat. Does it make you feel like you separate it from other people? Or, I mean, you seem to be on an even keel. What does that feel like to be a state champion? I mean,
sometimes it doesn't even feel like it happened because it's just, like, every day since then is just normal. Like, I keep running, and it's not like I have people following me with cameras. It's just regular. And, like, the only time I feel different is if I really think about it. Like, I actually did that. I actually ran and broke that record. So.
Wow. And we're going to fit one more break in, Chelsea, before we close out. So, you mind hanging around for a few more minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, no, sir,
well,
I don't mind.
All right. Well, great. We're talking with Chelsea Jones of the Mandeville Lady Skippers on your time tonight, and we're going to take a quick break and come back and finish up our chat with her. You're listening to Your Time on the Survival Radio Network. If you want to call in and talk to Chelsea, or if you have a comment, you can reach us at 917-932-1078 and press prompt number 1. We'll be back after these messages.
Today might be the day I drop out of school, but you might be able to stop me. With United Way, you could tutor me, be my mentor, or volunteer to just read with me. There are tons of ways people like you can help kids like me stay in school. Make me a success, not a statistic.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Your brother Clark, a little back and forth, and who we are, would you communicate and we can work it out, but it's all
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's not always easy being a dad.
When's the fairy princess coming?
Any minute now.
What? What do you mean she's not coming?
But it's always worth it.
It's the fairy
princess! It's fine.
Grooves. Zinkle bells.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
I know it's really you, Drew. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas and get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Your Time. I'm Bruce Allen, along with my co-host, Paula G., and my guest co-host, Dr. Linda Pates, and our superstar guest, Ms. Chelsea Jones from the Mandeville Lady Skippers in Mandeville, Louisiana. Chelsea, thanks for joining us again. And Paula has to go, so she wanted to say a little something before she had to bow out. Paula, you with us?
Yes, yes. Chelsea, first of all, thank you so much for joining us this evening. You were such an inspiration, and I want to say to you, write the vision, make it plain, and keep your eye on that goal. You have the inner drive, you have the inner focus, the inner desire, the inner determination, and you will get that gold medal, and I'm speaking it into existence. You have a wonderful evening. Bruce, Dr. Pates, you all take care.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Such great inspirational words, Chelsea. Let's wrap it up quickly. Now, we're going to make sure that we follow you and we'll tweet your progress and to people so that we can kind of keep up with you and let everyone know what's going on with you. Do you have a website or a Twitter that people can follow?
Yes, sir. I do have a Twitter. It is
okay.
It's track, but it's not. Okay, it's TRAKKSTARR and 2 1.
TRAKK star,
mm-hmm.
And that's star with two R's, and
yes,
then
sir.
Two ones. 11,
yes.
Okay. All right. Well, great. You have been a pleasure to talk with tonight, and I really appreciate your taking some time out of your summer to come on and talk with us. We really appreciate it, and we totally support you in everything you do. And please, I want to invite you to come back anytime you want to, you know, if you want to tell us about an upcoming event that you have or talk about anything, you know, you're always welcome to come onto the show and do so. We'd love to have you, and we wanted
okay,
to wish
you.
You're welcome, continued success with everything, and, you know, in 4 or 5 years, you know, I hope you reach that Olympic dream. So,
yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to our wonderful interview with Ms. Chelsea Jones of the Mandeville Lady Skippers in Mandeville, Louisiana. Shout out to the Mandeville team for being number one. And Chelsea, shout out to you for being state champion. Take care of yourself.
Take care. You too.
Okay.
You too.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Well, Dr. Pates, we made it through another hour.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm just really excited, and she's going to reach the goals. That is so good.
Absolutely, and that was fun. It's so good to see someone so young who's known from, you know, from an early age, know exactly what she wants to do and what with her life and what she pursue. So that's awesome, and that's a total testament to her parents. And I want to give a shout out to her dad, Charles, also. You know, maybe next time she's on, we'll try to get Charles on. Sandra, we want to thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. But you guys have done an excellent job. You know, your children are really successful, and it's just a product of, you know, great parenting. So kudos to you both. And we thank you for allowing us to have her. So that's going to do it for tonight, and we've run out of time, but wanted to wish everyone a happy and safe 4th of July holiday. Dr. Pace, you have to come back sometime and do this again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I certainly will. Thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. And I wanted to thank everyone for joining us tonight for your time. Paula G., thank you for calling in. Enjoy the rest of your time off and your family. And we will be back next week. We've got a very special guest, so we'll be posting some information, and you don't want to miss it because it's someone that everybody knows. So we're going to have a great guest for next week. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night.
Good night. Thank you.